From Tidbits, on June 27th, 2011, this is Mac OS X 10.6.8 Update, Preps for Lion, written by Michael E. Cohen. With the sound of Mac OS X 10.7 Lion roaring in the distance, Apple has released Mac OS X 10.6.8 Update. The update addresses some bugs, improves some networking features, provides additional security improvements, and paves the way for the release of Lion next month. Among the bugs that Apple states have been resolved in this update, according to the linked support document, are the following. Resolves an issue that may cause Preview to unexpectedly quit. Corrects time zone data in iCal for Lisbon, Portugal. Fixes an issue when saving documents from Xcode or TextEdit when using an NFS home directory. And fixes an issue when importing certain media files into Final Cut Pro. The update also tosses in raw image support for additional digital cameras. On the networking front, the update improves VPN reliability and, especially important, given the imminent exhaustion of the IPv4 address pool, provides improved support for the new internet protocol IPv6. Although this fact is in Apple's release notes, contributing editor Mark Anbinder tells us that 10.6.8 also resolves a significant problem related to compatibility with Microsoft Exchange Server 2010 that had prevented some organizations from migrating from Exchange Server 2007. As is common with this sort of update, there are numerous security-related fixes addressing vulnerabilities in the App Store, where your password could be logged to a local file in certain circumstances, ATS, Certificate Trust Policy, Core Foundation, Core Graphics, FTP Server, Image I.O., International Components for Unicode, The Kernel, MobileMe, MySQL, OpenSSL, Patch, Quick Look, QuickTime, Server MGRD, and Subversion. Mac OS X 10.6.8 also provides all previous security enhancements released to date, and it detects and removes all known variants of the Mac Defender malware. For those who were troubled by 10.6.7's font-related problems, and who might have stayed with 10.6.6 as a result, see Apple Releases Snow Leopard Font Update on April 26, 2011 for more, the 10.6.8 update includes all of the fixes provided in the Mac OS X version 10.6.7 Snow Leopard font update. The most tantalizing feature of 10.6.8, however, is the first one that Apple mentions in its support document. Enhancements to the Mac App Store to get your Mac ready to upgrade to Mac OS X Lion. We're not quite sure what these enhancements are, but given that the Mac App Store is the only venue by which existing Mac OS X users will be able to obtain Lion upon its release, we're reassured to know that Apple is working to make the multi-gigabyte purchase and download process as smooth as possible. As usual, Apple suggests you back up your system with Time Machine before applying the update, and notes that the update provided by Software Update varies in size depending on the Mac you are running. If you wish to install the update manually, the following versions are available for download from Apple's site. Mac OS X 10.6.8 Update at 474.2 MB. Mac OS X 10.6.8 Server Update, available at 542 MB. Mac OS X 10.6.8 Update Combo, which includes all previous 10.6 updates and clocks in at 1.09 gigabytes. Mac OS X 10.6.8 Server Update Combo, which includes all previous 10.6 server updates and comes in at 1.27 gigabytes. And finally, the Server Admin Tools for 10.6.8, which is recommended for remote administration of Mac OS X Server 10.6.8. clocking in at 255.9 megabytes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Nuance, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and have fun updating!